Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Images of Samsung Galaxy S10 and S10 Plus just got leaked. Both devices show cutout selfie cameras, with the S10 Plus seemingly featuring two cameras. It also features USB-C port and standard headphone port. Samsung is expected to announce the devices at next month's Mobile World Congress in Spain. The Japanese government will try to hack into millions of its citizens' internet-connected devices as part of efforts to improve the nation's cybersecurity, NHQ World Japan reports. The program was approved last Friday, and starting from mid-February, the country's National Technology Research Institute will try to break into about 200 million devices, starting with webcams and routers. When it successfully gains access to a device, the owner will be contacted and advised to improve the device security. A group known as Distributed Denial of Secrets releases 175 gigabytes of data supposedly containing hundreds of thousands of files and messages relating to Russian politicians, oligarchs and religious figures. The Boston-based journalist Hammerbest helped Distributed Denial of Secrets to organize its data trove, which is now available via a searchable repository. The journalist says fewer than 20 people are involved in the project, noting they are situated all around the world. Google is set to launch a Duo web client in the coming weeks, according to a source from 9to5 Google. The full plans are still unclear, but the web app is expected to support video messages and more features. It follows reports Duo will also launch group calling across its apps this year. Altran, a face-based engineer consultancy firm, shuts down its IT network following a cyber attack yesterday. The full details are unclear, but Altran says unidentified hackers targeted operations in several European countries, and the company is now working on a recovery plan. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.